You're listening to a Tai'i Presents story on the audio version of the Tai'i. Thanks for listening. The Tai'i is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So, if you appreciated this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetai'i.ca and become a Tai'i builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
There's More to Everyone's Story. By Maria Howard, November 7, 2024.
There's often a sense of loneliness that accompanies our darkest experiences. Sometimes even the people we're closest to don't see when we're struggling, despite the strides society has made in conversations about mental health. At Family Services of Greater Vancouver, clients come to us in crisis, folks that might be a family facing separation, unhoused youth, or victims of violence. Each person we support has a story to tell. And when they see that others have been through similar experiences, it inspires hope. Hope that they, too, can overcome trauma and build a brighter tomorrow. There's More campaign. That's why Family Services of Greater Vancouver is sharing real stories through our There's More campaign, stories of resilience, strength, and hope. These stories, from our staff, clients, and the community, make people feel less alone. Our goal is to build more compassion and empathy in the community, to remind folks that there's more than meets the eye for every person we interact with in a day, both online and off. We want to rehumanize the unhoused youth we pass on the street, the families trying to make ends meet while healing from intergenerational trauma, and the survivors of violence whose lives are in turmoil. A common thread we see at Family Services of Greater Vancouver is that clients cite the people in their lives as integral to getting through challenging times. Whether that's friends and family, a mentor, a counselor, a healthcare, or support worker, we all need a helping hand sometimes. These stories remind us again and again just how important it is to have non-judgmental social and community support available, especially for our most vulnerable neighbors. Jessica's story. One story that stands out is that of a woman named Jessica. Her name has been changed to protect her identity. After decades of trying other counseling services and not getting the help she wanted, Jessica came to our trauma counseling program to try again. With the support of her counselor, doors opened. In her own words, she went from being a reclusive shut-in to someone who now regularly travels and connects with friends and family. She shared her story with us and highlighted how she was able to learn skills that changed her life and changed her relationship with herself and her loved ones. She's braver, she's bolder, and she's back in touch with parts of herself she hadn't known in years, like her love for playing and writing music. She's thriving. With the help of our partners and donors, we're able to provide free trauma counseling services to people like Jessica, and it changes lives. Her journey is a powerful reminder of how consistent community support helps us provide these vital services. Non-judgmental support. Charities like Family Services of Greater Vancouver are often the first place people turn to for support when crisis hits. The people we support are our neighbors, folks living across the Lower Mainland and BC. Crisis and trauma show up across economic and cultural lines. And it's important that when you or your loved ones find yourself in a tough situation, you know where to turn for non-judgmental support. We provide client-centered support that is non-judgmental and trauma-informed. What that really means is that we work with our clients every step of the way. We get to know them as people, no matter how long it takes. We dismantle barriers and show up every day. Then we work on goals together. When you support a local nonprofit, when you donate money or volunteer, it's so much more than that. It's an investment in your community. The challenges we're working through with clients, like homelessness, financial crisis, domestic violence, and exploitation, are deeply rooted in our local context. Community building. I want to emphasize that supporting local charities is about community. The unhoused youth we serve hot meals to every night are your neighbors. The survivors of exploitation we're walking alongside are your neighbors. The families in crisis counseling are your neighbors. We all have a role to play in making our community more resilient. When we come together to support one another, we're building brighter tomorrows for us all. I'm proudly serving as the CEO of Family Services of Greater Vancouver. While I've worked in social services nearly my whole career, there's something special about Family Services of Greater Vancouver. The organization has deep local roots. It's been here, supporting the Lower Mainland for nearly 100 years. The programs and services have evolved, of course, to respond to what the community needs. Right now, our focus is on programs that support families in crisis, respond to the basic needs of unhoused youth, and empower survivors of violence and exploitation. We're not just looking to provide immediate relief, but to really help people build the futures they want for themselves. We are part of the community-level solutions that directly address the issues playing out in our neighborhoods. For nearly a century, Family Services of Greater Vancouver has been helping people write their next chapters. We're doing this work 24/7, 365 days a year. If you're inspired to support our mission of building brighter tomorrows, please consider making a donation today. Every contribution, no matter how small, makes an impact on what we're able to do for our community. You have the power to make a difference in someone's story. Read more, Rights Plus Justice.
Thanks for stopping by the TAI today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TAI builders who made this story possible.